Off the Ball Rugby.
Conan's going to come in and there's a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number 8 for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Two people who might, though, considering their athletic ability, is Scarlett Heron and Emma Byrne. Guys, it's delightful to have you on. Emma, would you ever consider doing a High Rocks?
Me?
Yeah.
No. I was listening to one of your adverts there and you were talking about orthopedic help and I was like, that's all about me at the minute. I'm more interested in that than anything else.
Yeah, well, we can get you on to UPMC for the next time you're home. We have you both on because obviously this weekend is the pinnacle of European football with the Champions League final. Arsenal are facing Barcelona in Lisbon. And Emma, of course, you have the honour of being a winner of this competition before, one of a couple of former Irish winners. And I think all eyes are on this weekend's one in particular because of that Irish interest on our side with Katie McCabe being there. Do you remember what you were kind of feeling heading into your final?
Yes, I remember being very, very anxious and very nervous because, you know, Umeå were the top sides in Europe, probably in the world at the time. And we hadn't, we had gotten to quarters and semi-finals before, but I don't think we ever really competed against those top teams before properly. Like we used to get beaten and beaten easily, like against the German teams and stuff. So we were really, really nervous and, you know, a lot of work and prep had gone into it, which made us even more nervous. I remember going in thinking we have to play Marta twice. And that was...
because of course it was a very different setup as well when you played. It wasn't that, you know, one-off big game. You did have the two legs.
Yeah, we did. And you know, the fact that we were away first I think helped us a little bit, because we literally went to defend and bring it back home to Boreham Wood, and we did that. But you know, Alex Scott popped up and scored a class goal. It just made the job a little bit easier and very frustrating for them.
Scarlett, I think the conversation around the Champions League from an English perspective anyways the last couple of years is, when are Chelsea going to win it? Because they've dominated in England. There's so much talk about the WSL being the best league in the world. Some other leagues may debate that, particularly over in the States, I feel like. But it's Arsenal that are there again. They have the potential. They are the only English winners thus far. But they're going up against the Spanish powerhouse in Barcelona, who have this incredible team of players who've also dominated their league. We've seen even obviously a massive contingent of them make up the Spanish team. They've been on an incredible run of form the last while. It's a daunting task.
Definitely, yeah. And I think even at the start of the season, we were sort of looking at Chelsea and looking at Sonia Bambaster coming in and thinking this is going to be their year. She has the experience of winning this competition, she can get them over the line, but just didn't happen for them. And yeah, Arsenal have done really well to get to this point, like overturning two sort of really tough games against Real Madrid and coming back in the second leg. And yeah, they're worth their merit being in this final. And I think obviously they're the massive, massive underdog in this, but I don't think, even as Emma said there, they were the underdogs 18 years ago. There's no reason why they couldn't come around and turn this tie on its head and, you know, get a massive, massive win for the WSL as a whole as well, because it's strange that it's probably the most competitive league in the world and they haven't really performed in Europe. The teams there haven't really performed in a number of years and we haven't had that winner in, as I said, like in a long time. So I think it would be brilliant for the league as a whole as well if Arsenal could get over the line.
Yeah, Emma, it's interesting. I've been kind of surprised at the optimism that a lot of people have had about Arsenal going into this game, because it has been a fairly up and down season. Obviously, it's brilliant to get to the Champions League final and that can't be taken from them. But even if you look at their form closing out the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been the most consistent. But even chatting, like I was talking to Carla Ward during the week and she was saying, you know, once they got past Real Madrid, I kind of had a feeling in my head, you know, maybe they can do this.
Yeah, like I've think I've said it before on our podcast.
I like that you still refer to it that way.
The fact is that I've always thought if there was one team to win the Champions League, it was going to be Arsenal. And I think you have to play your own style of play in Champions League games, and you have to play against Barca your own way. And I don't think Chelsea have had that DNA for a long time. Now, don't get me wrong, Chelsea are a team. They win. They know how to win. They're absolute unbelievable and have had an incredible season. But I also think that Arsenal have a style of play that can win the Champions League when they play well. And we've already seen it. I know we've seen inconsistencies with them this season, and we've seen some shockers from them. But we've also seen a team that absolutely wiped Lyon off the floor and were so much better than them because they were playing their style of play. And if they can do that tomorrow and play the way they play and keep possession and ride the waves when Barca do attack, because let's be honest, they are going to get on the ball a little bit. I honestly think that Arsenal can do it, and they can exploit Barca in their weaknesses, because Barca do have weaknesses.
Mm. Scarlett, I know you looked particularly at how Chelsea played against Barcelona and where maybe some of the failures were in that, and where Arsenal can change things up tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's interesting just listening to what Emma has to say there about playing their own style. I think that Chelsea kind of went and tried to do that as well. They kind of went man-to-man, especially in midfield. And when you're playing against the likes of Bonmati and Boutet and Patry in there, I think it was very difficult for Chelsea to sort of, I don't know, I thought they were picked off very easily. And I think one thing Barca are very good at is sort of preying on the mistakes of the opposition team, especially when playing out. And I think that's one of Arsenal's probably biggest weaknesses this year, is probably just a lapse in concentration in the wrong times and sort of giving away possession cheaply in bad areas. And I think if Arsenal are going to go into this game and try to get anything out of it, I think they need to sort of play in the Barcelona half. I think the short pass and playing out mightn't be the best idea at times. I think you need to probably go long to go short and play in the right areas, because I think that if they cough up possession in their own half, in Arsenal's half, then Barcelona will definitely counter that. And I think we see all the time how good Barcelona are on the counter-attack and how just quick and efficient they are. And I think Arsenal will be punished if they sort of play into their hands like Chelsea did.
And obviously the whole team is important, and it's important that everyone performs. But if Arsenal are to go and do it tomorrow, who has to be the key change maker? Who do you think will be the key change maker?
Mariona. Mariona is the player. No, and you know, the fact is she knows them so well. So they're going to be very wary of her. And you know, Scarlett's talking about the midfield. If you think about that midfield for Barca, it's frightening, but they can't defend. Not that they can't defend, they don't defend that much. So if you can get Arsenal's midfield, need to stop saying our and us, Arsenal's midfield on the ball, and I know you might have to go long sometimes because you do want them to push back a little bit, but you also have to play, and you have to play through the midfield, get Mariona on the ball, and you know, if you can get into their play in their half, you will see that Alexia Butez, Aitana Bonmati and Patrick Guijarro will get very frustrated having to defend more than they've ever had to defend before, let's be honest.
Yeah, I was listening to Vicky on the evening show during the week, and she was brilliant. Obviously, she has incredible insights to what it is to play with that Barcelona team and to go all the way in the Champions League. But she was talking about that element of frustration, and that's something that they maybe don't deal with the best at times. And that could be a key thing if Arsenal are able to do it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, Arsenal will have recognised that. The staff will have gone through all the stats. The staff would have looked at their one game they lost this season. But also the national team, they consist a lot of the Barca players where the weaknesses are. They like to go 1v1 at the back. That can be exploited, especially when you've got Alessia Russo, Caitlin Ford, and whether it's, you know, Chloe Kelly or Beth Mead, they're frightening players in 1v1. So Barca will also be a little bit wary of that. And I think if you can just right from minute one showed that that's what you're trying to do, is connect with those 1v1s, I think they'll step off a little bit and the dynamics will change straight away. It's a mental game as well for Arsenal. You know, we speak about the WSL and how good it is. It is the best league and it is way better than La Liga FA, 100% way better. The problem is with Champions League football, you have to have the experience going in, the mentality, all of the things going your way with a little bit of luck, let's be honest. And, you know, it depends on how they go into the game. But I do think with Mariona in the team, mentally, it's a huge thing for Arsenal as well.
And obviously you've done commentary on both like the Spanish league and the English league, so you're familiar with it. But how have this Barcelona team managed to stay so good in the Champions League, considering they are actually so dominant in their home league? Because, you know, you see that sometimes and it just, I suppose, a bit of the mental side maybe missing a little bit, or because you are so good, you just assume that you're going to carry that on, whereas it never feels like there's that sort of complacency with this Barcelona squad.
No, that's the thing. There's no complacency, that they're winners. They're animals. They're animals. You know, they just want to win. They're so competitive. And that is evident. It's in training every day. They want to win every single thing, whether it's keep you up bees, whether it's, you know, your rondos. The training never, ever goes down. It's always 100% high and competitive. And I think that's the key in any training session, in any club. If you can keep your players motivated and hungry in every single session, you know, that's where you get the level from each other in the training. And, you know, your small-sided games, that's what they do, small-sided games, little possession games is their main content of training. And it's extremely competitive every day. And that will never, ever drop off because it's their personalities.
It sounds like a slightly terrifying environment to be a part of.
Sounds amazing. I would have loved it. You know, at Arsenal, we were the same when we were training. And, you know, we had our motivations and I had my motivations. And every single week was different for me. I always set different goals every week. And you know, going into games with different goals. And that's why we were the Invincibles, because we refused to, we're also quite selfish, we wanted to be the best, but we refused to drop the standards, and every day was different for us because of the goals we set. And Barca are the exact same. You know, they want to win this, they want to win Ballon d'Ors, and they're individuals that want to win as well as a collective.
Mm. Scarlett, what are your expectations for tomorrow? How do you see it playing out?
It's a tough question. I do think that Arsenal will find it difficult to deal with Barca on the attack, but then on the flip side, as we've been talking about, Barcelona also do have their weaknesses, and I think that Arsenal attack, excuse me, in good form will really cause them problems. And I think if you have the likes of, if you have the likes of Russo, Caitlin Ford, Chloe Kelly, if Beth Mead doesn't start off the bench, like, that's a very dangerous attacking line. And then you have the likes of Frida Mahlen supporting them. I think Barcelona will find it difficult to cope with their strength really in attack, and I think we could see a lot of goals. I hope we see a lot of goals, and obviously hope we see an Arsenal win, but I think it'll be a game of Arsenal trying to hold off for as long as possible and try catch them sort of when Barcelona aren't, or maybe a bit off guard.
Yeah, I don't think I can take two Champions League heartbreaks in one season. So I'm very much counting on the women tomorrow. Emma, I mentioned it at the start, but obviously Katie McCabe is following in your footsteps as an Irish player in the Champions League final. Also some very important Ireland games coming up soon. So it's a big couple of weeks for her. How, like, I know you're obviously coaching her with the Ireland setup and known her for years, but like, what's the advice to a player like that in the lead up to something like this?
Just, you know, this is what you play and train for your whole career for, is Champions League finals. And obviously you've to just take one game at a time. She's already said it, that it's probably the biggest game in her career. So my advice to her would be every day at a time, you have to focus on the game that's coming up. And, you know, take it with both hands. You just don't want to leave the pitch with regrets. And then obviously she's got a very tough, you know, 2 weeks coming up, as you said. So she's going to have to prepare and celebrate if they win in a professional manner, because we need her also with the team. So I would be telling her that wearing my Ireland hat. But also going into, you know, the Champions League thing final, it's something that might never happen again, and you have to like literally grasp it and just enjoy it and leave everything on the pitch. And, you know, Katie doesn't need to be told that. She does that every game.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think she needs to be told it, but I suppose it always helps in the run-up to these things to have it from someone who has been through it. I know there is a contingent of the Irish squad going over to watch her as well. Carla Ward was talking about it during the week, so it'll be nice to have that little bit of home support before heading on to the camp ahead of the games next week. And Katie, just for anyone as well who does hear over the next couple of weeks, she will be going into the camp a couple of days late, and that's already been agreed between Arsenal and Ireland to give her the time, hopefully to celebrate a little bit of the win, but if not, to also just, I suppose, bask in the feelings of playing in a Champions League final in a very nice stadium as well. Are you heading to the game, Emma?
I am. I'm in Lisbon at the moment.
I'm not jealous at all.
Yeah, we had a little walk around last night. It's a lovely city, very hilly. Mm. So my calves, my Achilles aren't happy with me. Yeah, I'm going to do a little bit for Arsenal, a little bit of work for Arsenal there and fan zone and stuff like that. So yeah, still hanging on.
Is there a feeling around the city that the game is happening? Like, have you seen many fans 100%.
It's... you know, I've been to pretty much all the Champions League finals in the last 5 years, even during COVID, and this has got a really nice feel to it. You can see there's posters up around everywhere. You can identify football people. You know, football, there's a lot of people in the city, a lot of Arsenal supporters. Haven't seen many Barca yet, but they're going to flood in. Obviously, they're going to flood in today. But we were saying it, like, tonight, as in Thursday night, is the best night because Friday night is going to be absolutely rammed. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event. And Lisbon is that nice sort of city where it's not too big. So I feel like you will definitely be finding the people congregating around the place. Just a quick word to those games that are coming up next week. Carla Ward named her squad and was saying, you know, obviously, there's a big job to do, but much like you were saying about the advice you would give to Katie, you can only take one game at a time. So you have to play that away game and then think about Parky Queeve and what is needed there. How are you feeling heading into the camp?
I'm feeling positive. I think we're in a good place, as in the team, not in the actual table, but we're in a good place as a team. Very excited about this group of players. I think, you know, still need to connect a little bit, but we can only do what we can do at this stage, and we just kind of have to hope that Greece will do us a bit of a favour, which I do believe they can do it, so need a little motivational talk for them. And then, you know, we have to beat Turkey, obviously, otherwise there's no point even talking about Slovenia, but we'll beat Turkey. I believe that 100%. And then we bring it back to Cork, Parky Queeve, where we absolutely love to play. So we're looking forward to that game hugely, and we'll do what we have to do.
Yeah, well, it was a brilliant atmosphere the last time out in Parky Queeve. So hopefully there's a similar turnout, because it really is an important game. And I know we've been saying that a lot the last couple of months in terms of the games we've had, but this one feels particularly pertinent. You mentioned about the group clicking there. We are having a bit of a changing of the guard at the moment, and Louise is going into her final competitive camp anyways with the squad. What's that been like for you? Because obviously you've known her for years.
Yeah, it's difficult. And, you know, these players are so, so important for a team, like Niamh Fahey, Dan Caldwell, Louise, obviously. They're huge players for a team. And I don't think there's enough importance put on the effect it has on the squad as a whole. Not that the players might feel it or even realise, but they're huge leaders. They just come in, they balance things, whether it's at breakfast, whether it's on the training pitch. In general, they're huge losses for us, and the balance really changes. And it's about the staff and how they find a way to, you know, help encourage leaders in the team, and you know, those players like Jessie Stapleton, the younger players like Jessu and Heather Payne, and that they have to come forward and be the leaders now. And you can do that in certain different ways to do it, but it's very, very difficult to replace Louise Quinn, Niamh Fahey. Like, they're huge players, and well, you can't replace them. But it's really good to see Louise coming back in, and hopefully we can, like, you know, phase her out a little bit, because, you know, she was injured. It would have been a real sad way to finish your international career. So I'm so happy to see her coming back in.
Yeah, and hopefully we can sign off with some good results for her as well, to commemorate what has been an absolutely brilliant career. Emma, thank you very much. Hopefully enjoy the final tomorrow. Should be a good spectacle one way or the other. And I hope it will be something that we can bring a bit of positivity into the Irish camp with Katie with a winner's medal around her neck.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm hoping for that. I'll have everything's crossed for tomorrow. Brilliant.
Thanks so much, Emma.
Thank you.
Off the ball, rugby.
Conan's going to come in and he has a very good chance now starting for the Lions. Yes, he's an absolute talisman. He's been the most in-form number 8 for a good while now in the world.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.